You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I hear that snow could possibly come through.
Mm-mm, don't do that.
Beginning Friday.
After I just read that, you gonna come out with that?
Damn! You have to be aware of what's to come. Chiefs fans lined up at the Hy-Vee in Olathe yesterday for a pick with a life-sized bobblehead of our QB, Patrick Mahomes.
I need to go do that.
That's what I was saying. I didn't know if you was going to be down or think that I was corny for wanting to do it.
Nah, you not. No, anything Chiefs involving me, I'm going to be with it.
Bobblehead is 7 feet tall. Man. It'll be at the Hy-Vee in Mission, Kansas today. On Wednesday, the Hy-Vee in Independence. Thursday, it'll be at the J.C. Nichols Fountain. And on my birthday, it's going to be at the Hy-Vee in Blue Springs.
Damn! I had to do that Wednesday joint.
That's what I was thinking, too. That'll be the least amount of gas expended. Or J.C. Nichols.
Yeah. The Plaza.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to do with them pictures, though?
Listen, you know, she's got a great chance of winning the Super Bowl this year. So you can keep those for keepsake. It could be worth some money one day. You could show it to your future kids. They could be future Chiefs fans, and they were wondering, well, Mommy, you know, where is this at? Can we take a picture with it? No. Limited edition. This only happened during the Super Bowl season. Mm. That's what you could do.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
I could also take pictures on Sunday inside of Arrowhead if I yet had a ticket.
You could. Go ahead and get you one. Baller, you got it? You got it to spend. You work every day just like I do. What you laughing
for? Why do you always bring that up? I don't understand what me working every day has to do with me wanting to receive gifts.
I'm not going to go there this morning. This is a trap, clearly, because it's your birthday week. So I'm just going to keep positive vibes and happy feelings everywhere, like Frankie Beverly said.
It is my birthday week, but it also is the 4-year anniversary of the Morning Grind with Shay and Chime.
Yay! That faithful January 11, 2016 is where all the magic started.
Yes.
So what you getting me for the show then?
Nothing. You get to come in here and do this show.
Oh,
that's
by
what
the way,
you get.
You still haven't told me besides these Chiefs tickets what you wanted for your birthday, by the way.
That's what I want. Man. Where the silence come?
Because you might come up short, that's why.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. Plenty of sunshine right now. You're clear at 35 in Prairie Village. Shay, what's popping?
I guess we can call BB Winans a friend of the show. We talked with him a little more than a month ago.
Yes, we did.
Well, in a recent interview, he revealed that Mariah Carey threw shade at Whitney Houston the first time that they met.
And so we were at the American Music Awards, and I said, this is what you're going to do. When we leave, you've never met her, you stop right in front of her, and you reach out your hand and say hi. And Whitney said, boy, I'm not doing it. I said, yes, you are. You're going to be bigger than all this stuff. I mean, we're going back and forth. And finally she says, okay, I'm going to do it. So we went, and from there we would go right out to the car. And so Whitney stopped, and I kept walking. And she spoke to Mariah. And so we're walking, and then she catches up, and she pushes me in the back, and I hear, she said, walk fast. I was like, walk fast. So we walking fast, and you know, everybody said, hey, what? She said, thank you. She couldn't wait to get in the car. We got in the car with that door closed. She said, boy, I never saying, doing anything. You said, I said, what happened? She said, BB, oh my gosh. She said, I stopped and I turned around and I put my hand out and said, hi, Mariah, I'm Whitney. She said, and Mariah turned her head like she didn't hear nothing.
Oh.
And just turned her head. And Whitney said, and the jersey inside of me.
Yes, jersey.
She said, the jersey.
Excuse me.
She said, the jersey inside of me said, grab her hair.
Oh, man. That was a good one.
I can imagine Mariah doing that.
For real?
Yeah.
What does she do that to you?
I hope so.
I don't care. Make my wish come. I just do that.
Wowzers.
Nipsey Hussle has inspired a marathon book club.
Oh, okay.
So a fan of his in Wisconsin decided to go through all of the interviews and compile a list of the books that the rapper had mentioned. And there came about the Marathon Book Club. They now have nearly 80 members.
Wow.
Across four chapters, one in Oakland, Washington, D.C., New York, and in L.A.
It's going to be bigger than the Oprah Book Club.
I don't know.
Nah, seriously, this is a good thing. This is a nice shift in focus for us.
You should get the Kansas City chapter cracking.
Cat in the Hat for everybody.
No, these are books that he read. He was an avid reader. And a lot of the books that he read informed his music and informed the way he moved around in the world. Mm-hmm. So if you are a Nipsey Hussle fan, it would serve you well to bone up on some of this book and literature.
Bone up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Feeling frisky this morning, huh?
What are you doing? Young man. Young man.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Hello, Miss Cindy.
I'm mad. Sean P. didn't really went overboard. I need to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to fight this fight, and it ain't got nothing to do with us. He don't even like us. My brother's in the military. He didn't want to go, but that's his job. That's what he got to do. But it's like, when you hesitate to want to go somewhere, it's for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So, like, don't be putting everybody's life in danger and stuff for some stuff that you got to do with, and we ain't got nothing to do with, and you don't even like us. You already want to send us somewhere and build walls around us and stuff and segregate us from each other, and it's messed up. And that's why I'm mad.
Unfortunately, that's the way that politics has been going for a very long time. The people who go and fight wars are the common man, the person who has to work every day, the person who doesn't have a senator as a father or a president as a father. It's normal people. That's unfortunate.
But thank you, Miss Cindy.
All right, y'all. Stay up.
Have a good one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
New Year, Better You, Stronger You series. All month long, Brian. We'll be bringing guests on the show. Talk about health, wealth, spirit, relationships, career, and more. Mm. I practice mindfulness. It's where you really are focusing your attention on what's happening in the moment. Mm-hmm. A study was conducted that found that mindfulness training helps people overcome their fears.
Mm. Okay.
Do you have any fears that you need to overcome?
I actually have two of them. The first one is a fear of failure. And it's real because it's some things that I will not try in fear of not doing it good, which isn't healthy. And then the other one is a fear of heights. I will not ride roller coasters. I don't like looking down when I'm real high up in a building.
But you get on planes.
Reluctantly.
I have a fear of poverty.
Mm. I got that too. That's why we be working all the time.
Yeah. And my friends try to tell me I need to slow down. But fear of going back to feeling helpless and hopeless as a child really makes me say, okay, you can go a little harder.
Yeah. Because we have the opportunity to live upon ourselves and be self-reliant. And being broke, man, it is a horrible feeling. It's like you're in a dungeon of darkness and you can't get out. So why not get it while you can? So I feel you on that.
And we don't know how long any of this is going to last.
Yep, that too.
That's something that's very present in my mind at all times.
Yep. I agree with you 100%. I understand that one.
coming up in a few short minutes. We're going to get some folks qualified to go see Oprah in Denver at the 2020 Vision Tour.
Come spend the day with me as I share details about my own wellness journey and help you write the next chapter of your own journey.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
KC Restaurant Week beginning on Friday.
Lord. Yes.
If you're greedy and frugal, this is your time to stand up.
I know a couple people like that.
They're having a preview today for the media, Brian. That's why I'm wearing these stretchy pants.
So you don't wear those restrictive jeans.
Exactly. Uh-huh. My niece, Rakia, is a college basketball player. I'm very proud of her. Mm-hmm. She's been dealing with some injuries for the past couple of seasons as well, though. Mm. So I think a lot about what playing is doing to her body and what that could mean later on in her life. Mm-hmm. A survey was just released where 66% of Americans believe that college players should be allowed to earn money from their endorsements.
Definitely.
The NCAA Board of Governors voted in October to allow athletes to benefit from their name, images, and likenesses, but they're trying to work out how that's going to work in protecting against corruption in recruiting.
It's been a big deal, Shay, for the better part of about 10 or 15 years. You had college athletes getting in trouble because they were getting tattoos in exchange for their jerseys. Game-worn jerseys and stuff like that. And, you know, the NCAA and these schools, they profit big time off of these kids. They do. That's just the long and the short of it, as you would say.
A lot of people say, well, they're getting an education, but I would submit, like how I think about my niece, what about her body later on? She's going to have no remuneration for that.
And there,
if later on she has more problems with her knees because that's what's been bothering her.
And there is a small amount of student athletes that go on to become professional athletes.
This is true.
So, you know, the rest of those kids, they don't, when they don't become pro, what do they do then with their bodies?
I always thought that there should be some sort of fund, like an escrow account. Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily get all that money now while you're in school, but maybe after you graduate, there's an honorarium there for you to use if you need further surgery after you get out of college, if you find that you're not able to be in the pros.
There's plenty of money to go around to do something like that. You know, that the Final Four is in domed stadiums where they host Super Bowls. So they got plenty of money to do that.
There's licensing for the jerseys and other merchandise. There are media rights where these schools are caking off from broadcasting the games.
Absolutely. We talking about billions, not millions, billions. It's a big deal.
It is. So the conversation continues on, Brian.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the lower 50s. Plenty of sunshine. Clear 35 right now on 39th and Troops. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends.
Some crazy Capricorn.
No one has said that ever. Dougie Doug, comedian and actor, is 50. Blue Ivy Carter, daughter of Beyonce and Jay-Z, is 8 years old today.
Everything is even in my whole life. Everything is seated, everything is fine.
Boom shakalaka. You don't remember she did that?
Sick. Yes, I do. But you make me sick.
Oh, you be.
And happy birthday to a queen who gave birth to this queen, my mommy.
Hey!
Miss Vivian.
Happy birthday, Miss Vivian. And everybody else born on January 7th.
So the baby has broken his silence on his recent battery arrest in Miami. Mm. As previously reported, the rapper was arrested after being accused of beating up a promoter who owed him some money.
He gave him that three-piece extra crispy.
Oh. I saw some people online saying that he probably shouldn't handle that. And I got into a conversation in Atlanta about this.
It's like it's over 10K, but you about to lose, you know.
But if you allow somebody to beat you for 10,000,
everybody
gonna try to beat you for 10,000. He was supposed to have let the buddy guard handle that though.
Exactly.
He didn't need to do that work, that dirty work.
But he and this is like the third time he's been caught on tape doing that.
Sometimes that dirty work gotta happen, but it can't be from you at this point.
Yeah, and I'm righteous with them hands. Talking about that hand game, yeah.
He posted on Instagram, please stop talking to me about that weak ass 48 hours I spent in jail and that failed attempt to break my spirits and interrupt the path I'm taking to my God-given success. He added, RN with plenty sense. For those who passed judgment, I already forgave you in advance. P.S. How my ladies think I'm sexier after reading this post and finding out I'm smart, too.
All that petty, punk-ass little thuggery stuff.
I do like the baby a whole lot, and I don't know why. I like him a whole lot.
He's smiling so big.
And I like the Kirk album is actually very good.
It kind of tailed off at the end.
No, but it didn't.
It's good, though. It's good. I like it.
I like the whole thing.
Okay. Bop is certainly a banger. That's
Toes
for sure.
is a banger. Where he at is a... There he go is a banger. The one with Megan Thee Stallion. The one with Nicki Minaj.
The ratchet side of Shay Moore. The Bankhead version of Shay Moore.
Oh, shut up.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, sir. It's time for that free legal advice.
Good morning, Stacey. What's good?
Today, we're going to be talking about what to do when you get that phone call from jail that one of your loved ones has been arrested. First thing, during that initial phone call, determine if they have to go to work, if they have vacation days at work, who is taking care of the kids, where their money is, and do they already have a lawyer or bondsman that they are already working with. Make sure to remind them not to talk with anyone. Those phone calls are being recorded, and that can be used as evidence against them. Next, make sure to call the jail to see what the charges actually are. Don't depend on what they're telling you, and to see if there is bail or how much the bond is. Next, call your family and friends to determine how much money there is available for a bond and the attorney and who will be the contact person and who will be the person posting the bond. Remember, there has to be a person that will be a surety for the person that's getting bonded out. Call an attorney to determine if the bond can be lowered. But if you're in a hurry and you do not have time for a bond hearing because they have work the next day or there's no child care available, call the bondsman to determine if there's a payment plan and arrange for the bond to be posted. Lastly, follow up with the person's job and child care providers. Again, this is a really stressful situation, so make sure you're making a checklist because you only get that one phone call, and a lot of times you can't visit the person while they're in jail prior to their arraignment. If you have any questions, you can always give my office a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at Stacey Shaw Law. Visit me at StaceyShawLaw.com. Have a great day. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, a teacher, a 60-year-old teacher, admitted to the police that he had been cocking over and boo-booing outside of and on a building in the town in which he's been teaching for many, many, many years.
Excuse me?
Yeah. High school teacher at Milton High says he was boo-booing because it was convenient and because he wanted to be disrespectful.
Are you sure it's not a 6-year-old and 60-year-old? Because what kind of grown grandparent age person would think like this?
You really got to be mad at your coworker.
Fam.
He's a bum.
You really got to be mad at everybody for you to cock over.
Why would...
Yeah, boo-boo. He said he had been doing this since 2017. And it's cold in Wisconsin.
I am going to fix him.
What do you do with this? Like, if you were the principal of the school, or how do you handle this situation?
They fined him $365 plus $5,705 in restitution for having to clean up after him, because they have been trying to find out who is doing this. And he says that he had been doing it several times a day. For those of us who might be bowel shy, how are you boo-booing every day, multiple times a day?
Hey, what are you doing?
Outside at that. When I'm not home, I am what they call bowel shy. I can't, number two.
In public?
In public or away from my house. Like, they'd be like, mm-mm.
Oh, it ain't nothing like
when you
being,
get home.
Being in the comfort of your own crib, you know, and handling that business.
Mm-mm.
But some people say... Some people, they don't care. They like, well, I'm a human being. You a human being. But this right here is grotesque. This is just the most trifling thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's biohazard, though. You should not do that.
Biohazard?
It is. Boo-boo is biohazard.
I understand. I know, but... Man, listen. Can you imagine... I don't even want to go there. This is just a trifling story. I'm surprised that you even read this, because this is just out of this world trifling.
It was astounding.
Somebody need to get beat up for that. He does.
Well, he had to pay the money, so.
That's not good enough, Shay. You think him paying money is going to stop? That's going to stop his intuition from doing that from now on?
Well.
My daddy always said, a good ass whooping to change a dog's mind.
What? Fam, I gotta get a t-shirt made that says that.
For real.
You know, there's another figurative saying when you're in a relationship and your man is boo-booing on you in the relationship.
What is that?
Like when you say, oh, he been eating on me.
Oh, Lord.
Is it time to flex?
Yes, it is. If that's ever happened to you or whatever story that you want to come up with.
Not literally, but figuratively, right. Boo-boo went on you.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah.
It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
It's Nathan Hill calling from Hill Janitorial and Cleaning Services. Man, I want to flex on my ex. Last name, man. She lied to me, said she could have kids, but she couldn't have kids and man. So I want to flex on her, you know what I'm saying, because I finally got a son and she married a rapist, man. So that's why I want to flex on her.
Gosh. There's a lot going on here. That was something that she might could not have helped, fam.
Oh, no, she could have helped it, man. She lied to me, man. Her whole family told me she couldn't have kids. She been doing it.
That's a lot to unpack, Shay.
I appreciate her for lying to me.
Well, congratulations for your seed.
Flex on your ex.
My ex, I've been split up from him for like 2 years, so I'm over it. I want him to get on with his life, and I want him to do well. So I found out he's engaged to the chick he cheated on me with. But the same week I found this out, I got a message from her ex, and I have his old phone number on a different line, right, from my Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out from him, like, I guess they were still living together and all this stuff. I didn't need to know because he was texting my ex, and he thought that I was his ex, like my ex.
Mm.
Fast forward about a month later, and they're still supposed to be engaged right now. I get a message from the chick that he's engaged to that he had cheated on me with originally. And she was asking, hey, this night he didn't come home, was he with you? And he says, you're psycho, and I just want to know, do you have any proof? And all this, I've been split from him. We've been nothing for 2 years. I have nothing to do with him. And she's, like, texting me this out of nowhere.
I don't know. There's two ways you could take this. You could take the high road and just ignore it and don't respond. Or you could say, yeah, he was with me all night.
Of course
long.
You
all night. All night long.
Don't listen to Shay. You seem like
all
a nice, sweet
long.
Woman. Just continue to be yourself, okay?
I won't do anything terrible.
All right, have a good one.
You guys too.
All night long. All night. All night long.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821. Look for highs in the lower 50s. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're sunny and 31 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
There's been more coverage of the inhumane conditions that are happening at the Mississippi State Penitentiary. Have you seen this online, Brian?
Yeah, I did. Thanks to T.I., I saw it.
Yes, he took to his social media account to raise awareness of this situation. He wrote, "Gathering details, what we see so far is unacceptable." He also posted information on how to help influence the government to approach the issue. He wrote, "The death toll at Parchman continues to rise. How long must we wait for Mississippi lawmakers to address this crisis? Call 888-887-9480. 5 Mississippi inmates have been killed in a week. Several others injured, and the conditions are inhumane. Officials say now 2 are missing."
Wow. Yeah, just because you lock down don't mean you get it treated like you're not a human.
The video footage shows inmates with unclean water, filthy cells, mold, dangerous bacteria, and more. Lizzo says she's taking a break from Twitter, child. The 31-year-old singer announced in a tweet, oddly enough, that she would be stepping away from social media due to, quote, trolls.
Yeah, man, they've been going hard on Lizzo ever since she outed the, what was that, the Uber driver or Postmates delivery person. They've really been on her head. You know, she came out with those, with the photos, and then the Laker game incident where she was twerking and her behind was out. So people have been really, it's been unfair, too. They've been going really hard at her.
She's nominated for 8 awards at the 2020 Grammys, including Album of the Year, Because I Love You, which was released in April. The album includes the singles Juicy and Tempo. So, Teyana Taylor will be back on your little screens coming soon. She signed on to do a new reality show with BET.
Anything with Teyana Taylor, I'm signing up for.
I really like the show that she did on VH1 with her husband, Iman, but I'm always so skeptical of reality shows because to me it seems like it breaks up relationships.
It does. Seriously. Have we seen a relationship survive a reality show?
I don't think so.
The first one
that I saw that was broken up was when Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey had their show. This was mad years ago. You might not even remember it. It was on MTV.
I do a little bit, like 05, somewhere around there. But Teyana Taylor, though, anything with her? Woo!
You look good!
Yes.
Right. You look good!
Woo! So more reality show drama. Love & Hip Hop New York is back on.
Oh.
And Tahiri is back on the show. Apparently, Erica Mena has been trying to get Joe Budden and Tahiri back together. And so she's been operating, you know, on the side scene to try to make that happen. So Sin Santana, the mother of Joe Budden's youngest child, caught wind of this and they had a little face off.
So you're playing Cupid with Tahiri and Joe?
I wouldn't say Cupid. They're around each other. This undeniable, crazy, you know, chemistry. And then just knowing the history that they have.
To me, it sounds kind of crazy that you, as a pregnant woman, did not think they just broke up a few months ago. I wonder how this is affecting
her. Honestly, I don't clock you, your relationship.
It's not clocking, my love. It's being humane and having
emotions. It is, but the last thing I'm thinking about is anybody from my past.
Especially as about to be a new mother. Like, my baby ain't even 2 yet.
I have a child already, and I give 2 about what my son's father does.
It's nuts. You girls loved each other at some point. I feel crazy not bringing it up.
Like, I think it's pretty nuts.
You guys
too.
Loved each other.
I don't think about. So I don't stop and be like, what's sin feeling? I don't move like that.
Who's that with that strong voice at the end?
It's a guy. Shut up.
Oh, okay.
It's a guy that's, I think he's like a stylist or something. He's a side character.
Yeah. Well, you can hook me up with Sin Santana or Tahiri because both of them, whoop! Yes, Lord, that's a meal and a half, baby.
My God, she's something special. I'm just going to leave it at that. She is sensational.
Excuse me?
You would not know what to do with Nunt. of that.
I know exactly what to do with all of that.
You're doing something with your mouth.
Ew.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Anthony.
All right, Anthony, let's see what you got.
I like the way you kiss me when we play in the kissing game. That's all I got.
All right, that's good enough.
Not to me.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, come on, man. Man, I was sick last night.
That was very lackluster in the words of Shay Moore. Tickets to see Bad Boys for Life, the new movie with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. That's going down next Tuesday. And you're going to qualify for $1,000 in cold cash on Friday, all right?
Oh, thank you.
No doubt. What station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z.
Listen now through March 12th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash on $1,000 Friday.
Get that money, yo!
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always turned up.
Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Number one.
Hot 103 Jams.
More money, more money, more money.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.